Masechet Baba Batra Perek He Mishnah Vav. We mentioned a dove in the last Mishnah. We'll mention now the case of a dove that was found by somebody. Nipul Hanimsa Betoch Hamishim Amav. A young dove was found within 50 amot of a birdhouse for the doves. Harehu Shel Bala Shovach. We assume that it belongs to the owner of that birdhouse because the usually the distance that a young dove would fly is around 50 amot from the nest, and therefore, if it's found within 50 amot, we assume that it came from there and it's returned to the owner. Chutz mehamishim ama, harehu shel motzi'o. But if the bird is found more than 50 amot from the nest, then we say it belongs to the person who found it. Since it's more than 50 amot from the nest, we assume it's not from the nest. Rather, maybe it came from somebody who was traveling and dropped it there. So therefore, that traveler who dropped it on the floor had yi'ush on it. He gave up hope of finding it, and therefore the person who actually found it now could keep it. Nimsa ben shene shobachot karov laze shelo karov laze shelo. If the bird was found between two birdhouses, then they both belong to different owners. If it was found closer to one, it belongs to that one. If it was found closer to the other one, it would belong to that owner. We assume it came from the nearest dovecote. Mehetza al mehetza shinehem yachloku. But if it was found exactly between the two birdhouses, then the owners split the value of the bird. We don't know where it came from. We know it came from one of them because it's both in the close proximity, but we can't determine which one, so we divide it equally between two of the owners.